Welcome to the 101.5 FM podcast studios. We are joined by independent candidate for Division 9, Greg Fay.
Hello, ratepayers of Moreton Bay Region. I am Greg Fay, an independent candidate for upcoming council elections in March. I'm representing Division 9. I have resided in the region for over 10 years. I've served the community for over 20 years in several different capacities. I have helped raise over $20 million for the public health system. $5 million of that has been for kids through a program I set up with two other people back in 1998. This program still operates today on a yearly basis and usually raises over $400,000 per annum. It's called Give Me Five for Kids. I was on the board of the Sunshine Coast Health Foundation for 17 years. I'm tertiary educated. I'm a graduate of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, which holds integrity high on its list of requirements. I have strategies, plans, policies and proposals for the environment, waste, water, public transport, roads, interaction with the state government, cost shifting, budgeting, the planning scheme and youth programs. Recycling, reuse and repurpose is very high on my list of priorities. These will be released in time. I have experience. I was a member of the Miriti Shire Council 2004 to 2008, where I was the Portfolio Chair for Economic Development. I was Chair of the Miriti Economic Development Advisory Board, which established many successful programs, including the 10-year plan for the Miriti Airport, which was carried through and finalised a few years ago. I won an Economic Development Australia Award for projects that I had set up. This was open to all councils across Australia. I was on the State Committee for Rural Futures. I am skilled in change management, risk management and business development. I am not a member of any political party, unlike many other candidates. I am running in the Moreton Bay Region Council elections because we need change. I am not one to sit on the fence and sling arrows. I believe if you really care, then step up and do something about it, rather than sit on the sidelines and complain. I've had discussions with several groups and some current sitting councillors. I believe local government should remain non-political. I will be standing as that independent, not part of a political party or any group, unlike many of the already declared nominees who are supported by the LNP or the ALP. I'm an active volunteer for Wishlist and Meals on Wheels, a blood donor and an organ donor. My children have grown up and have lives of their own, leaving me ample time to commit to the job as a councillor. I believe there will be a lot of new councillors after this election. It will take them 2 years to get their heads around the tasks at hand. I can contribute and deliver for the community, as well as assist these new people if they wish me to do so. I know how the system works and what it takes to be successful for the ratepayer. I have successfully and continually delivered for the people when I have been in a position to do so. I am open, transparent and have nothing to hide and look forward to serving the people of the Moreton region with honesty and integrity via fully informed decision making. I've had over 15 years experience in the health sector. I'd like to improve the facilities at the local hospitals that are under the Moreton Bay Regional Council's control, and also lobby the state government for a review of the parking situation, including spaces, hours of operation and costs to the ratepayer. Water security within the region will become of utmost importance over the next two decades. I have the experience to look 20 to 30 years ahead. I could apply a formula that would produce the requirements needed if the expected increase in housing is pushed upon us by the state government. We need a mayor that is prepared to bash on Premier's door on a weekly basis to ensure they provide us with what is necessary to sustain our water quality and availability. Local youth and unemployment is high on my list of programs that would include the formation of a tradies mentor group with input from the local business sector. I also have plans within my recycle, reuse and repurpose programs that could possibly provide employment within these industries. I would also promote a youth activity resurgence program within the existing facilities within the region. I would much prefer to see youth out in the open spaces being active rather than stuck behind a computer screen or worse, acting in a criminal way. Sport and recreation is all important to youth development, both physically and mentally. I would really support the all sports clubs in helping with this. Economic development is an area that I specialise in. I've achieved great success in the past, and with the expected increase in housing, we need to assist would-be employees or employers in whatever way council can. Especially looking at red tape, fees and restrictions that cripple would-be business people at the start of their venture. Financial support and incentives to grow and employ more people where possible. So my objectives then for the region post-election are: I will promote a zero rate increase for the first two budgets of this new council. Why, you say? Because I believe this council owes you money. Signing up as a ratepayer is a contract. You pay them money for services. The recent reports from external sources have proved that this council has not delivered. They have underperformed. So in my book, they owe you money. So a zero rate increase for the first two budgets would be a way of repaying. In this time, the new council can build faith with you and give you the decision-making back and act upon your wishes. Working on ways and systems that are now provided by council to minimise cost to the ratepayer and improve services is a major objective of mine. I will promote inclusive activities for youth and sports business to get a positive result for all of the community. Less vandalism, less crime and more self-esteem. Let's explore the possibility of CERT 2 programs being incorporated into schools as a pathway to employment. Let's support local business with less costs and less red tape. Let's identify the correct connectivity areas for flora and fauna and establish the no-go development corridors forever. Moreton Bay Regional Council is to become an ecotourism area for education and tourism opportunities, which will enhance the business community overhaul. This could include areas between Bribey Island and the Glasshouse Mountains, out to Kilcoy for farm stays, agriculture and country visits, including the Pumiston Passage, the mountains and west with food trails, cellar door sales, hiking tours, etc. A change in the culture of our community to become proud of what we have, our streetscapes, green space, waterways and cleanliness because we live in it. Let's restore a sense of pride for the well-being of us all. I've lived in the Moreton region for over 10 years now. I've been heavily involved in community work and charity work, as I've said. I'm a tertiary educator, as I've said. I've done sports medicine, trainer, a level 2 rugby coach, currently a performance driver trainer. I've represented Queensland as a schoolboys coach, Australia in the Formula Ford World Cup. I've had the experience of Wally Lewis running over the top of me once or twice during my first grade rugby league career. So that's why sport and getting out there doing things is important. This is your election. You can't change the past, but you can certainly decide your future. I will work tirelessly for the community to achieve what you want to achieve. I have a proven track record of delivering for the community with outcomes that they want. Vote Fay on the day. I offer to protect our environment, green space, family parks and recreational areas. To protect and increase the no-go development flora and fauna corridors, in particular our threatened koala population. To manage and balance urban growth and development with green space, bushland, rural and hinterland requirements in mind. To provide responsible leadership and informed decision-making. To improve public transport, roadways and council-supplied infrastructure. To foster community values, maintain our better lifestyles and improve others and return the decision-making to the community. I will be there to represent you. I will review council's financial management, including review of rates, establishing value for dollar, promote zero rate increase for the first two budget, investigate waste operations and charges in particular at the facility gate, review all levies, particularly charges imposed on community and sporting groups. My plans would include a review of the council road building and drainage plans, a program where sporting clubs can maintain and improve their facilities, give support to small business and regional economic development. I'm a national award winner in this field, so I know how to deliver for this. negotiating the best capital expenditure budget for my division. As a former councillor of Maroochydore, I was successful 3 out of the 4 years to gain that capital expenditure budget. That brings in my negotiation skills. We need to keep a check on development, reviewing our town plan and the planning scheme. Let's boost our local businesses and economy to provide jobs to the locals. Protect our environment and enhance our sustainability. Ensure that council has proper planning in place for all council activities and responsibilities, followed by providing the budget required, proper management and full implementation program and timeline for completion. Without these steps in a place, we will only have poor or no delivery. That is, poor performance equals reckless spending. So if this is what you want, vote Fay on the day. I have a proven track record. I've delivered a $3.4 million swimming pool to the community that had waited 40 years. I helped deliver the cancer centre at Nambour Hospital. I helped deliver the accommodation facility known as Reed House next door. It's very similar to a McDonald's house operation. My interests are securing the future for our children and their children. As a communicator and a decision maker, with enthusiasm and experience, and the commitment to the ratepayers of the Moreton Bay Regional area, I can be your effective voice to return your dignity and accountability to the Moreton Bay Regional Council. As one of the voted and active members of the Wishlist Board and one of the primary drivers of the inaugural Give Me Five for Kids campaign, I will continue to fundraise to provide for charity in the future. I want to use this energy and experience gained over many years of community involvement to give the residents of the Moreton Bay region a strong voice in council and results they deserve. The community needs actions and results, not more reports and words. I deliver. I'm a doer, not a gunner. A proven performer who has worked cooperatively as a part of a team for real results. I have the skills to research, consult, negotiate, skills necessary for informed decision making and being an effective councillor. I have over 17 years experience on numerous boards and committees who now know how to get the job done. I'm committed to retaining our lifestyle. I can draw on my local knowledge and experience to manage inevitable growth so that Moreton Bay region doesn't lose its character as it grows. On March 28th, let's not waste the next 4 years. Vote Fay on the day. Zero rate rise for 2 years. Review the town plan. Consolidate and expand flora and fauna corridors. Review the waste policy. I am your voice. Thank you very much.